make us strong and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat Cream of Wheat.
Cream of Wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. Well, hello, pretenders, and hooray for our side. That's what I call a royal welcome.
Where's that story?
Where's that story? Ready and waiting for you. Gwen, Sybil, can't keep the customers waiting.
We certainly can, Uncle Bill.
Well, what's on the fire, besides you know what?
Besides, you know what, Uncle Bill? Today's story is The Enchanted Frog.
Oh, is that the one about a little princess who lost a golden ball?
No, Uncle Bill. That's another frog and another enchantment.
So I make another mistake. Well, what's holding us up?
We're waiting for Betty Jane Tyler to say how we traveled to Let's Pretend.
Well, let's use the harvest moon for an excuse to take a hayrack ride.
All right, a hayrack ride it is, Betty Jane. All set, gang? One, two, three. This hayrack is headed for Let's Pretend, The Enchanted Frog, and points beyond the rolling fields of Magic Land. Pile in, everybody, and let's go.
Get up, Bess. Come on, Betsy. Let's go.
Once upon a time, in the mystical, magical empire of Almedia, a king called his three sons together for a serious talk. We find them now in the richly furnished hall of the palace.
And now, my sons, I have asked you here today for one purpose.
You have something new for us to do. We want to hear it, Dad.
Don't call me Dad, Jan. I am His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Almedia.
To the rest of the world, it's Your Majesty. But here in the castle with just your three sons, you're just Dad. And a pretty good one at that.
Well, if you won't be serious, you won't.
Oh, come, Father, what is it?
Just this. You three sons are full-grown men. I am growing old. It is time that you three were married.
Well, let Anton marry. He's the oldest. I have no desire for a wife, I tell you.
Oh, I'm not interested either, Father. Let Jan do the marrying for the family. He seems to have the least to do.
So I would marry if I could find the right girl.
Of course you can find the right girl. Now, enough of this silly talk.
Besides, all of you know that unless you are married, you cannot rule. It is the oldest law of the country.
And the most stupid.
I don't think so, Emil. After all, a man who lives alone grows selfish. He thinks only of his own comfort and happiness. How can he be a fit person to govern all the peoples?
Well said, Jan. Now, I have already planned a way that will be fair to all of you. Because you seem not to have a choice of your own, I have here three marvelous golden arrows. So highly are they polished that when the sun strikes them, they can be seen for 100 miles. Now then, here is the plan. We go to the tower at the top of the castle. Each son takes an arrow and shoots it high into the air. And when it drops, he will follow and marry the first one he sees. Now, will you accept that plan?
Well, as long as I must marry, it might as well be that way as any other.
It suits me all right, Father.
It's quite a risk. I'd rather find a lady some other way, but if you two agree, why, then I will, too.
Then it is settled. Only this much I must demand in fairness to each of you.
And that is?
You must swear on your sacred word of honor that you will abide by these rules. You will marry the first one you see after you have found the arrow. Now, do you swear?
I swear by my honor to marry the first one I see after the arrow is found.
And I.
And I.
Very well. And now, to the tower. Anton, come in.
Hello, Father.
Well, you've been gone quite a while. I've been most impatient waiting for you to return with your bride. Anton, what is it? You don't look too happy. You've kept your oath, I hope.
Yes, Father, but for my oath, I wouldn't be here.
What is it, Anton? Where is your bride? I long to see her. Is she pretty?
Pretty? Oh, yes, but I warn you, you won't have much pleasure with Jean. That's her name.
Why not?
Because she giggles all the time.
Giggles?
Every minute. I wouldn't mind if she were really amused, but she isn't. She just giggles all the time.
Well, it doesn't sound so good. Well, perhaps it's just because she's nervous. Hmm? Oh. Probably she'll get over it. Bring her to me.
Very well, Father.
Come in, Jean. Jean, this is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of Almenia.
How do you do? I'm honored to meet Your Majesty.
As my son's wife, I greet you cordially and I welcome you.
Thank you.
Do you feel that you must laugh all the time like this?
I must, Your Majesty. Isn't it terrible?
Well, something ought to be done about that.
Ah, greetings, Father.
Hi, Emil. Welcome home.
Oh, Emil, I'm very glad that you're back.
Thank you, Father.
And where is your wife, my son? Have you had better... where is she?
Must I bring her in now,
well,
Father?
Of course you must. Here is Anton with his bride. They've just arrived. We want to meet your new wife.
I beg your pardon, young lady, but is there something funny that I don't know?
No, Emil. I just said something amusing to her, that's all. Brother, this is my wife, Jean.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Emil.
Well, now, really, do you find me so ridiculous that you
Jean,
have to...
Jean, will you look at the view from this window? Emil, we'll talk later.
Emil, will you please bring in your bride?
Father, be prepared.
Be prepared? Oh, my word, for what?
Well, she isn't a very happy person, Father.
Not happy? What makes you think so?
Well, you see, Father, she cries all the time.
She cries?
Yes. Tears stream down her face practically all the time.
Oh, my word, did a sponge come with her?
Oh, no, really, Father.
Well, never mind. Bring her in. Get her.
Yeah, they're very well, Father. Mariska! Riska? Here she is, Father. Riska, His Imperial Majesty, King of Almenia.
How do you do, Your Majesty? I'm most happy to meet you.
Well, thank you. Anton, will you bring Jean with you, please?
Who is that very rude girl? Is she laughing at me?
No, of course not, Riska. Anton, her husband, just told her an amusing story. I hope. Jean, this is Riska, your new sister, and this is Emil.
How do you do?
I'm happy to know you. I'm glad we're to be sisters.
Emil, she's making fun of me.
Oh.
I don't like her.
I'm not. I just can't help it.
I don't believe it. I don't see anything funny.
Oh, now, really, this is too much. Anton, Emil, do something, will you? I'm losing my mind.
Come on, Jean, I'll show you all.
Come on, Riska. We'll have tea in our own apartment.
I don't want any tea.
Come on. Please.
I want to go home to my mother.
Well, maybe that would be better. So, this is my future family. Well, I'm not as happy as I hoped I would be.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, Jan, come in. Come in, my boy.
It's great to see you again.
It's good to see you, Jan. I hope you've been more fortunate than your two brothers.
Father, I don't know how I can tell you what I have to.
Oh, now, don't tell me that you have a girl that laughs or cries all the time or something, have you?
Father, it's so much more serious that I hardly know where to begin.
Now, come, my son, tell me.
Well, Father, faithful to my promise, I followed the golden arrow. For 5 days, the gleam of it led me on and on. Then I came to the edge of the lake, Dad, and there, piercing a water lily, was the golden arrow.
And what then?
On the leaf of the water lily sat an ugly little frog.
A frog? Oh, my word. Well?
I remembered my oath. I was to marry the first one I saw. We didn't say girl, remember? We said one.
But, no one expected you to keep an oath like that.
That's what I felt at first. Then, as I stood there looking at the frog, it gazed straight at me. And, Father, tears came from its eyes.
Tears?
I put out my hand, and it eagerly leaped to me. And there it sat, weeping. And it seemed to implore me to take it.
Well, my poor boy, what did you do then?
I sat down by the edge of the lake. The little frog nestled close to me, and as I tried to think what to do, suddenly I heard a voice. It seemed to be in the wind. I can still hear it. It said...
The soul is the thing one tries to find. In choosing a mate, keep this in mind. A lovely face may conceal a shrew, or ugliness bring you blessings true.
As clearly as that, I heard it, Father.
And where is the frog now?
In my apartment on the windowsill. Its eyes are happy now.
Why, this is enchantment.
I feel that it must be, but even so, what can I do to break it?
Well, I don't know. But perhaps the frog would be able to show us the way.
I thought of that, too.
The trouble is, Jan, tomorrow the contest starts.
Contest, Father?
Yes, don't you remember? It is the custom to see which wife can make the best cake, weave the best carpet, and in short, be the most able wife. Jan, what can we do? It is already arranged. How can we explain to your brothers?
I don't know. But there's a mysterious something within me that tells me this is a test. And I cannot. I must not fail. Poor little frog. What can I do with you? How can I help you? How can I explain this thing to my brothers? All you can do is sit there on my windowsill and sing that ugly little song. Tomorrow, when the cakes are to be baked for His Majesty the King, what will we say? What are you trying to say to me, little frog? Why do you hop back and forth on the windowsill? Do you want the window open? You do? Then, there it is. Now what? Why do you hop toward the door? You seem to want me to go. Very well, little frog. I'll leave you alone. Perhaps you will find a way out of this problem. I'm afraid I can't. Goodbye.
You called your fairy servant. We hasten to your side to make a cake to give the king for Jan and his young bride. Stir the batter, make the frosting, beat the eggs to mounds of snow. Add the flour and baking powder. In the oven, there you go.
Now the magic cake is ready. Courage, princess, all is well. We will help you, just be patient. Very soon, we'll break the spell.
I've ever eaten. But, Jan, how on earth did the little frog manage it?
I don't know, Father. I left her in the room. When I came back, this beautiful cake was on the table. What can it mean?
Of course, she must be enchanted. But how to break the spell, that's the question.
Well, the cake was made. I don't know how. So perhaps the little frog will find a way to weave the carpet, too.
Oh, it is indeed a problem. However, all we can do is go ahead and see what happens. May all the gods help us.
We surely need it, Dad.
Yes, we do indeed. But don't call me Dad.
You called your servant, Princess, to weave a carpet bright, to give the king and win the prize. 'Twill be finished ere the night. Flowers from meadow field for color, softest grass of verdant green, moss to thicken and to soften, morning dew drops for a sheen.
Your new carpet lies before you. When you call to us once more, we will change you back to mortal, much more lovely than before.
Carpet is lovely, Riska, and yours too, Jean. But Jan's wife has surpassed both of you.
I don't think her carpet is such a beauty.
It's a beautiful one, all right. But I know she didn't weave it.
Oh, stop laughing. This is serious business.
Indeed it is, Riska.
Oh, I know it, but I can't stop. Why haven't we seen her? Where is she?
When she's given the prize, you won't feel like laughing.
I don't know. But you know my weakness.
You better stop making fun of me.
Jean isn't laughing at you. And please stop crying, Riska.
She is, too, and I can't help crying.
She isn't laughing at you, Riska.
Of course she isn't. Jean can't help laughing.
I don't want to laugh. I think I'm going to cry.
Oh,
well, make up your mind, will you? Oh, Emil, Anton, take them both away. Oh, this is terrible. Jan, this is the most beautiful carpet I've ever seen. The prize belongs to the little frog, of course. But what shall we do now, Jan?
Come with me to my apartment, Father. See her for yourself. Together, perhaps we can think of something to do to break the spell.
Yes, very well. Lead the way.
You
Here she is, Father. Look at her eyes, how beautiful they are.
What should one say to a frog, Jan? How do you do, or shake hands, or what?
Well, there's nothing to do, Dad.
Now, don't call me Dad. I'm in no mood to joke.
All right. I know she understands. Listen, little frog, are you happy here? Is there any way we can help you, little frog? I know what that means. She wants the window open. Please open it, Father.
Yes, all right, Jan.
There, it is open. Look, Dad. Fairies. Four of them. My word.
Slowly turn from side to side. Prince whose loyalty we tried. Greet her now with love and pride. King and prince, behold. Your bride.
Oh, you lovely, lovely creature. Father, isn't she beautiful?
She is indeed.
Speak to me, princess, for you surely are a princess. Who are you?
I am Princess Deirdre, Jan.
I can believe that you are a princess, but what has happened?
I can explain, Your Majesty.
You address me as Your Majesty. And you have been able to understand.
Yes, sire, everything. You see, my mother is the goddess of light. Her enemies, the gnomes of darkness, have been fighting her for years. They swore revenge and threatened me. And then my mother had me changed into a frog so they could not find me. That accounts for my being here.
Oh, my dearest. But are you free now? Can you remain in the form of a mortal?
Yes, for now all of my mother's enemies have been destroyed. I've been protected until this should happen by my faithful servants.
Your servants?
Yes, sire. You saw them just now. They come when I call them. They ride in through the window on sunbeams. They bake the cake and wove the magic carpet for me.
This is all too wonderful.
I'm so happy. Deirdre, I want you and Jan to take your rightful place as the king and the queen of the realm.
Deirdre, my lovely lady, princess of my dreams, will you do me the honor to be my wife?
Yes, dear Jan, I will.
Bless you, my children. I could not ask for a lovelier lady to be the next queen.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Don't call me Your Majesty.
Then what shall I call you?
Just call me Dad.
The pretenders for today. The fairies were...
Sybil Trent.
Marilyn Erskine.
Anne-Marie Geyer.
Betty Jane Tyler.
Rishka, the crying girl.
Gwen Davies.
Jean, the giggling girl.
Daisy Alden.
Deirdre, the enchanted frog.
Miriam Wolfe.
The king.
Bob Reddick.
Jan.
Bill Lipton.
Anton.
Albert Alley.
Emil.
Jack Rhymes.
Original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is dramatized and directed by Nyla Mack. Now, do you live in or near New York City, or are you going to be here soon? And would you like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend? Well, all you have to do is drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your tickets, and they're free. This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat Cream of Wheat, the great American family cereal. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.